we need to put together a bicycle ride and bring people to Western Kansas to see our beautiful country out here, to see our beautiful churches, to have a little bit of our German ethnic culture.
Final preparations for the Tour de Capellen are underway. Organizer Kathy Romy speaks with the Morning Blend's Jeff Liker to get all the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
The Tour de Capellen is going on this Saturday, July 8th. It is growing to be a great event.
Yep.
Put on by the Hayes Area Bicyclists. So it basically started out back in 2019. There were pretty much three of us local cyclists that decided we need to put together a bicycle ride and bring people to Western Kansas to see our beautiful country out here, to see our beautiful churches, to have a little bit of our German ethnic culture.
Yeah.
So we put together this bicycle ride, and we go all over the state to do bike rides, and we decided that to draw people out to Western Kansas, it was going to have to be more than just a bike ride.
Yeah.
So we have developed it into way more than just a bike ride, with all kinds of great things. We have the Hayes Symphony, some of the Hayes Symphony musicians playing in each of the churches. So we capitalize on some of the little churches, Catherine, Victoria, Pfeiffer, Munger. And we have routes for everybody, starting from a 15-mile route all the way up to 100.
Mm-hmm.
We do have several, probably at least half a dozen century riders, 100-mile riders registered for
Wow.
Saturday. So there are some serious riders that that we are getting to come out. So we just started this and put it together, and this is our fourth year of doing this ride.
Very cool. Yeah. And you mentioned that there's three of you. I want to go ahead and get this out of the way here real quick. So we've got you. We've got Kay Worth, if you know her from the music department at Fort Hays State University. And auto parts salesman Ron Liker, who is also my dad. So, I mean, I hear a lot about this, but this is not anything insider or anything like that. You approached James about this particular interview.
Yes, yes.
And whatnot.
Yeah, but, it just happens to be Jeff's dad is an integral part of this.
Yeah. No, I was hearing about it too, though, at the same time. So, and I'm like, God, James is the scheduler. That's, we'll have to go with that. So.
I wonder, why are you not participating, Jeff?
Because my dad is in better shape than I am. Okay. No, it's a funny story. I remember when he started bicycling. He was I think he had just turned like 45 or something along those lines. I was in early college at that point there, and dad like texts me. He's like, "Hey, I've hit my midlife crisis. I bought a bike," and I immediately thought motorcycle, because that's what. Yeah. Dudes do when they hit their midlife crisis. And then I drive over to the house to see it, and it's a bicycle. So, and I remember telling him, "Dad, I am proud of you. This is great. This is a great way for you to get in shape and lose weight and everything. Just promise me you're not going to wear the spandex."
Mm. And he does.
He does. He does.
Of course.
Like I said, he's in better shape than I am. And maybe I need to start bicycling again and everything. I had a single speed when I was living in Topeka to commute and everything. And I was in great shape then, but I've been kind of slacking since then. So also I live out in Munger, so it's not really a good way for me to commute unless I start my trip at like 5 a.m. to get here or something. But anyway, what's on the itinerary? Give us a quick rundown of what we can expect on the tour.
Okay, so we, again, like I said, we have ranges, mileage for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So starting at a 7:30 takeoff time, and we actually have the Ellis County Sheriff and the Hayes City Police are great help to us. They we start at Municipal Park. The riders will take off at 7:30. We have the police closing off some of the busy intersections to get us out of town. This year we are up to right now 240. Now, mm-hmm. that also includes about 50 people on the bus. And I'll talk about the bus here in a little bit that we added last year. But so we've got a large number of riders. So they will take off and go, and the route, they all head up towards Catherine is the first church that they stop at. At each church, we have a SAG, that is a support and gear is what that stands for. Mm-hmm. And that's where they stop and they get to go in, like I say, and listen to music. In Catherine, we have, let me look at my notes here to make sure. Kay is usually the one that schedules all the musicians. Mm-hmm. But in Catherine, we have Brian Buckstead, the Hayes Symphony conductor, playing on the violin. Mm. So we have amazing music by professional musicians here. So he will be playing in Catherine. Then they go on to, they ride on to Victoria. And again, at every church, there's food, there's drinks. You can stop and take a break if you want to.
Orange slices.
Orange like slices. German munchies. In Victoria, we will actually have a brass quintet, and Kathy Amrine is conducting that. So then those people that want to just do 30 miles then will come from Victoria straight back to Hayes. Mm-hmm. So that's the 30-mile route. But you can add on to that. You can go down to Pfeiffer, where we have a harpist, Jane Hyde. I believe Jane comes from Wichita. And I got to listen to her in Munger last year. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. And then for those that want to even go farther, they can go to Munger. At Munger, we've got, actually we have like two shifts of musicians there. The first shift is, the Hayes Symphony Orchestra principal flutist and clarinetist, Hillary Shepherd and Kristen Pisano are playing there. And then, after that, Ben Klein, the Hayes Symphony Orchestra cellist, is playing. So so the riders can add on. Like I say, they can even go up to 75 and 100 mile. If they do that, they go to Shinshin Church and to Antonino. Those two churches are, we don't have SAGs at. It will be what we call a self-SAG. So we actually set a cooler out there, and we make sure we have drinks and some snacks inside of a cooler. Mm-hmm. But most riders that do that distance anyway, they take their own snacks and nutrition along with them. But we do have a lunch for all the riders and the bus riders coming back to the municipal park, serving from 11 till 2:30. Mm-hmm. There's a German meal in the park. And this year, the meal is provided by Holy Cross Church in Pfeiffer. So every year we take turns who provides the meal, and then they get the bulk of the proceeds. So we have, so that's 30 to 100. We also have for beginning riders or people that just don't want to go very far, or people like Jeff Liker that could ride to Munger and back, we have a what we call a no rider left behind ride that starts at 9 o'clock. We lead it. We make sure we have somebody in the front, somebody in the back. We don't leave any riders behind. We go as the pace, the back goes the pace that they need to. Mm-hmm. They ride out to Munger, stop, listen to music, come back in. So we have that. And then we also have the bus. Last year we added a bus because we have a lot of people that can't ride. Mm-hmm. We have spouses of riders. So we added a bus last year. It was a hit. It sold out really fast. We had like 50 people on the bus. This year we have a bus, and we actually, like within the last couple days, have just added another small bus. So I just want to say there's still 10 open spots if anybody still wants to register on the bus.
Okay. And how much do tickets cost for this?
So tickets went up on June 23rd. So they are $85 for the bus and $55 now for the riders.
Okay. Very cool. Kathy, we only got a couple of minutes left here. Is there anything else that we want to touch on before we break away?
Well, I just want to say that it takes a lot of community members to put this on. Mm-hmm. And we have volunteers from not only the Hayes Area Bicyclists, But each of those locations, Catherine Victoria Pfeiffer Munger, the music department, I already mentioned Ellis County Sheriff, Hayes Police, just a lot of community members that helped to put this on. So we just want to thank them, plus all our sponsors that donate money to us.